Hello, friends. Welcome to the 24th episode of Blue Jays Mike. My name is David, and today the Jays are playing the Rays at Tropicana Field. They are finishing their series today against the Rays. They won Friday's game, they lost yesterday's game, and today, in this game, they are leading the Rays heading into the bottom of the ninth by a score of 2-1. So the Jays are leading the Rays 2-1. And the reason why they're leading 2-1 is because Darwin Barney, in the top of the eighth inning, hit a home run off of Alex Cobb, and so the Blue Jays got the lead afterwards, and that's how the Blue Jays are poised to win today's game. As for the rotation, Joe Biagini today was the spot starter, and he went four innings with two hits, one unearned run, so no earned runs, and he struck out four. And the rest of the bullpen pitched shutout outings. You know, Aaron Loop, Ryan Tapera, Joe Smith, they all pitched shutout innings for the Jays, and so the Rays are trailing the Jays 2-1 heading into the bottom of the ninth. And with that said, let's begin. So we have Roberto Osuna on the mound, trying to close this game for the Jays here. And the first pitch is popped up. Shallow left center field, but Goins is there to make the catch, and Longoria, who's 0-3 today, is now 0-4. He's retired here for the first out in the bottom of the ninth. It's very similar to what happened on Friday when Longoria faced Osuna in the bottom of the ninth. You know, he also popped out for the first out in the bottom of the ninth on Friday. And that pitch to Morrison is fouled to the left side and out of play. 0-1 the count to Logan Morrison, the first baseman for the Rays. Left-handed batter. The windup and the pitch by Morrison is grounded to the right side and foul. The first base coach for the Rays picks it up, throws it into the stands. And it looked like Morrison hurt himself. Oh, ouch. On that foul ball, he fouled it off of his right. Ooh. His right funny bone, so that's gotta hurt. What a painful at bat here for Logan Morrison. But he steps back into the batter's box, facing Roberto Osuna here in the bottom of the ninth. The whine and the pitch is swung on and missed. And so Logan Morrison is retired here in the bottom of the ninth. Two outs here. Wow. So with just three pitches, Morrison strikes out. And now the Rays are down to their last out. and the Jays have an opportunity to win their second series this season. Can you believe it? Their second series. And that pitch to Steven Souza Jr. is outside. 1-0 the count to Steven Souza Jr., who's 1-for-3 today. So far, he's batting .284 with 4 home runs, 19 RBIs. Oh, and that pitch was a little bit high, and it looked like it was lining into left field for a base hit, but instead, that ball was foul. Foul to the left side. It was like 10 inches away from the left field line, so that ball was way foul for Steven Souza Jr. here in the bottom of the ninth. The 1-1 pitch by Ozuna is a slider that is upstairs, 2-1 the count to Steven Souza Jr. That slider, it looked very hittable. If Souza swung at that one, he could have gotten a base hit. And that pitch by Ozuna is outside again, 3-1 the count. But that pitch was low and outside this time, so that pitch, unfortunately, was a ball. And Martin wants it right down the middle, and he does get it right down the middle. And Souza swings and misses on that pitch, so the count now is 3-2 to Steven Souza Jr. Wow, that was a high pitch that was right down the middle. Thankfully, he swung on and missed that pitch. But unfortunately, Ozuna threw a pitch that was way upstairs, almost hit Steven Souza in the chest. And so Ozuna loses that battle against Souza. Souza goes to first base on that pitch, and the batter now is the former Blue Jay, Colby Rasmus, who's 0-for-3 today. Colby, a left-handed batter, takes a pitch that is outside for a strike, 0-1 to count. Rasmus looks nice wearing a Rays uniform, but I like him better wearing a Jays uniform. So far this season, he's batting .083, and he's 0-for-3 today. And that pitch by Ozuna is a slider that just tailed back into the strike zone, and Rasmus swings and misses, so the count now is... Ooh, that's a beautiful slider to Colby, and the count now is 0-2 to Rasmus. The pitch is a slider that was a little bit outside, and Rasmus lines that one into center field for a base hit. And so the Rays now have two men on base with two outs here in the bottom of the ninth. It's a stressful inning right now for the Blue Jays and for Roberto Ozuna right now. Souza looked like he was trying to head to third base on that base hit, but instead he hesitates and he goes back to second. So as a result, the Rays have one man on first, one man on second, with two outs here in the bottom of the ninth. And the batter now is the shortstop for the Rays, Daniel Robertson. Ozuna steps out of the mound, steps back in, winds, throws, and that slider was way outside. 1-0 to count to Daniel Robertson, who's 0-for-1 today, batting 196. He had a stolen base today as well, and he also had a hit-by-pitch. Let's see what Ozuna does here. The set, the pitch, and it's a fastball that is low and outside. It could have been called a strike if Martin framed it a little better, but instead, it's a ball, so the count now is 2-0 to Daniel Robertson. 2-0 to count. Martin now walks to the mound, talks to Ozuna, tells him what pitch he should throw to Robertson. Ozuna nods. Martin goes back to home plate, and the set by Ozuna, and the pitch is right down the middle for a strike, so it's now 2-1 to count. That pitch was a 95 mile per hour fastball that just hit the corner of the strike zone, and so that was a strike to Daniel Robertson. Good pitch. And the fastball again is 95 miles per hour and is swung on and missed. So it was another pitch that was right down the middle, but this time it was a little bit high, and Robertson swings and misses on that pitch. He literally missed that pitch by maybe half an inch. You know, if he swung at that one, he could have gotten a base hit. You never know. But thankfully, he swung on and missed on that pitch. And the set by Ozuna is swung on and missed. And so Robertson strikes out. And the Blue Jays win this series against the Rays. And they win this ball game here at Tropicana Field by a final score of 2-1. So Ozuna gets his fourth save this season against the Rays. And there you have it, Blue Jays fans. The Blue Jays win it today. Blue Jays win. They are now 11-20. 11-20. It's, yeah, they're 9 games under 500. But, you know, they won their second series against the Rays today, and so that's progress, I would say. That is a good sign of many good things to come, in my opinion. That is to say, we are starting to see better pitching from the Jays. We are seeing better offense from the Jays. Now, the most consistent hitter in the Jays lineup is Kevin Pillar, who's batting in the low 300s. But it seems like every time I see Kevin Pillar, he's always getting a base hit. And that's a good sign for the Jays, in my opinion, because he's the leadoff guy. And when you have the leadoff guy getting the lineup rolling with base hits, that's very infectious. And hopefully the Blue Jays can build off of that momentum and start getting more hits that would translate to more runs, which would eventually translate to more wins for the Blue Jays. And the pitching today has been pretty outstanding as well. The bullpen is starting to settle down after giving up a lot of runs early in this season. You're starting to see relievers coming in and just shutting out their opponents and leaving the game with a scoreless outing. So it seems like right now the Jays are starting to settle down and they're getting more comfortable on the mound and at the plate, and as a result, the Jays are starting to win more games. Now, it doesn't feel like it, you know, especially after losing so many games early in the season, but give this Jays team a little more time. Give them the benefit of the doubt a little more, because when you do, Blue Jays fans, you're going to see more wins from this team. I would argue right now, actually, that the Blue Jays season is just getting started. You know, April was an anomaly for sure. But the Jays know that this is the regular season right now. This isn't spring training, you know. They are making mistakes for sure, but they are also learning from those mistakes. They are making adjustments. They are watching more video. They are changing their in-game strategy. And now we're starting to see the real Blue Jays team that we've been anticipating for this season. We're starting to see the Blue Jays in flight against the AL East and against the rest of the American League. And so I'm very optimistic right now about the Blue Jays winning more games in the future. I think they are going to win more series down the road, and that's what we should also expect from the Rays as fans as well. We should expect them to play better baseball. And when we expect them to play better baseball, I think they will win more games. So that's what we can do as fans right now. You know, set higher expectations for the team instead of thinking that the season is over. You know, let's keep that playoff hope alive, because with the way the Jays are playing right now, we could see them get back in the swing of things. All it takes is just a couple of winning streaks to get back to 500 and to produce a winning record. And when that happens, you never know, Blue Jays fans. The Blue Jays could make the playoffs this season. And so with that said, that's it for today's episode of Blue Jays Mike. Blue Jays win against the Rays at Tropicana Field by final score of 2-1. And tomorrow, the Blue Jays are going to be playing at home at the Rogers Center against the Cleveland Indians. That's right. The Jays are playing the Indians at the Rogers Center tomorrow. And it's not just a rematch of last year's postseason, but Edwin Encarnacion is returning to the Rogers Center. So that's something to be excited for, Blue Jays fans. Edwin Encarnacion is returning to the Rogers Center. Unfortunately, he's returning as a member of the Indians, but nevertheless, if he hits a home run tomorrow and for the rest of the series, I will be applauding him. I will be giving him a standing O if he trots around the bases with his parrot. So I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's series, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Go Jays!